Burnham will snap it. Quigley will hold it. 58-yard attempt for the win. Funk has it blocked. It's over. The Patriots hold on. 27-25. The Jets come up short. 16 straight home wins against the AFC East for the New England Patriots.
Chris Jones's block.
Tim Benzler, Maloney, Christian Fourier. It's a Patriots Monday here at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Chris is filling in for Chandler Jones today.
All right, so this is Chris Jones, obviously. So, listen, we talked about this before we came on, and you're going to have – this is our get-to-know Chris Jones topic.
All right.
Your middle name is Dwight Stone.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, explain how that – because it's – I mean,
well,
I guess –
can you explain?
Can you explain it? How did – could you take, you know, maybe your aunt's name and your uncle's name and you kind of morphed them together? Your parents couldn't agree on, you know, what your middle name should be?
You know what? I forgot to mention my dad's middle name is Dwight.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But he got that from his uncle. And honestly, I don't know where the stone came from still.
They want you hard as a rock. And so it was like, throw stone in
you
there.
You still don't know.
I have no idea. And people call me Stone, D-Stone all the time, or Dwight, and I have no idea why.
Like family members or friends?
Mostly friends.
24 years old?
24, yeah.
And you still don't know.
Still 24 years later, I have no idea.
So the nickname is D-Stone?
D-Stone.
I like that. So you're never going to be Chris again. Do guys on the team know that?
A few of them. I don't know if they all know.
Okay. No. We need to push that forward.
I just looked it up, by the way. The football player, Dwight Stone, we were talking about during the commercial break, he did not play for the Cowboys.
He did not?
It was Pittsburgh, Carolina, and New York.
Okay.
And there was also a high jumper. A very famous high jumper that was Dwight Stone.
Okay.
No hyphen
there,
there
you go.
In the Dwight Stone name, though.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing
okay.
at all. So,
yeah.
All right.
All right. So, how about Thursday night, real quick?
Okay.
Are you aware, were you even aware of the situation, given, you know, last year what happened, and we all know what happened? I mean, nobody really knew quite the rule, including Bill. Mm-hmm. But were you aware of, here we are again, you know, this time we're up a couple, and same situation, when you block that field goal at the end of the game. Are you aware of what, you know, the symmetry kind of, I guess, from the year before?
Not initially. Initially, after I blocked it, I just knew we won the game.
Wait, did you know you blocked it? Because sometimes, you know, you're throwing your hands up there, you're not really sure, right?
Well, I mean, I didn't know I was going to block it.
No, but I know, but after it happened, you'd realize that it was actually you? Because after the game, it seemed like you didn't know if it was you or not.
Well, I mean, it hit off a couple. Like, it hit off me, I think, first, then it hit off Nate Solder, who came in. All I know is I heard a thump and I felt something, and so I just started running.
Something
off the
bit
field.
Me. is that what you said?
I started running.
Running where? Because you don't want to run towards the ball and touch it like Leon Lett or anything.
Well, I kind of ran towards the ball, but I was running towards our sideline. So I don't know. I was trying to celebrate with somebody, but nobody was coming with me, so I just started running.
I don't know. Maybe we should have Gostowski on to talk about this, but at what point do you feel in your time when you've been on the kick block unit, do you feel like the kicker really starts to change his trajectory? Like, if they had gotten five more yards, 53-yard attempt, you know, would he have kicked more regular? Did he try to go with a lower plane because you guys managed to keep him 5 yards back on that last incompletion from Geno?
Yeah, well, that play was a big play, obviously, the play before. But, I mean, honestly, I think when it gets to the plus 50, they got to start kicking it a little bit more level. But I just tried to get as high as I could, honestly. I didn't know if I was going to get my hand up there and hit it or not. That's why we bring in Nate, because he's the tall guy. He's the guy who has all the athleticism.
Former tight end.
Yeah, former tight end.
Christian's got to throw that in.
I take pride in knowing that I jumped higher at that point.
What is your vertical? Do you remember your vertical from in the combine? It was only 2 years ago. You might remember, right?
Well, I didn't jump at the combine. I jumped at my pro day.
Okay.
And, I had 31.
Did you refuse to jump at the combine? Were you one of those guys? I refuse to jump. I will only do this, and everything else.
What happened is while I was training, I ended up spraining my ankle.
Oh, there you go.
And so I didn't do everything. I ran the 40, and that was awful. And
how was that?
What was
awful.
The time?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say.
Awful.
Five.
Good.
It's going to be somewhere
awful's
in the fives.
Good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Five, almost six. I'm joking.
So,
he can still beat you, though, Tim.
I'm not saying he can't.
You got those little legs.
On that play, there was some controversy afterwards. You know, Dante Hightower, the ref sort of just moved him aside because he looked like he was about to line up over center. And then you guys did this shift, and we've all seen the plays. It's safe to say that Hightower wouldn't have been over center given your play. He would have backed off on his own at some point?
Yeah. I mean, he had to kind of orchestrate us. I mean, obviously, being the linebacker, he had to control the line. And, you know, he wouldn't have ended up where he was. But, you know, the ref was just showing awareness and where Hightower was. So,
All right, now, aside from the special teams, Chris, when it comes to stopping the run, what do you guys need to do better this week against Chicago with Matt Forte?
Stopping the run's huge. I think just to stop the run, and then when they convert into the pass game, we got to be able to stop their pass game. So, because you got Brandon Marshall, who's a big playmaker up there. So,
well, as far as practice goes, do you feel like you get worn out at the end of games? Do you feel like, you know, because you guys don't practice as much in pads, it seems like there's a tendency for you guys to get tired just because you're not used to banging on each other. Would you say that assessment is at least somewhat accurate?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, last week was just rough because it's such a quick turnaround to play on Sunday, then play on Thursday, but we don't hit in between. So your first
do you
time,
guys hit at all? I mean, how often do you guys actually put on the pads?
Right now, full pads once a week. So we have to choose one day and we have full pads. I don't know if that's part of the actual CBA or not, but we hit once a week full pads.
Okay.
You want to hit more?
I mean, in college we hit 3 days a week, so mm-hmm. I mean that's what I was.
Like,
used
you
to
feel
be-
do you feel there's an added benefit? Do you feel better, or do you feel like you could use another couple days of contact?
I mean, like, I think it would be nice to hit a couple more days. Personally, I think as a defensive lineman,
the young guys,
yeah.
I don't know about Vince. Vince might want to smack you across the head right now.
I told you not to talk about this.
Well, I'm saying just as like when you're in the trenches, that's your life is hitting somebody.
Yeah.
And I mean when you're just sitting there hand fighting, kind of what we're doing, it brings you down just a little bit, and then in the game you kind of got to readjust. I feel like.
Were you able to rest up over the weekend? So we had Julian Edelman in. He just kind of went to some dinner. You know, had a you
checked
know just
out
hung out
foliage.
With some friends. Yeah, exactly. What did you do for the? I guess would this be a pseudo bye week for you guys?
Yeah, kind of.
Movie? Are you a big movie guy?
Decently. When they're free.
You get those free passes.
Yeah, but
I know you're just a sixth round pick, but I mean, come on, you need free movie passes.
Hey man.
Hey, don't be mad. Yeah. Don't be mad. I mean, listen, if they're gonna, hey, you want a free pass? There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. I like going to see movies with the wife. Take her out on a couple of dates, but. Yeah.
All right, so we can't use you for Tinder. That's where I was going next. Oh, really? We're trying to get one of the players to allow us to control a Tinder account for
but
him.
They won't let us talk to Gronk.
We
the
want
perfect
to
guy
Gronk.
For it.
I have no idea what a Tinder is, really.
Oh, still. See, good man.
Okay, well, you're married, so you have no reason for it.
Yeah,
he's okay. Selling it, Christian. He's selling it.
No, hey, I believe him.
Real fast, because you're a defensive guy, there's a lot of talk about this going in the game, and we're wondering how it worked out from your perspective. The whole green dot thing with Mayo being out, who's going to take over control of the huddle, how'd that go on Thursday, and were there any issues involved with passing the buck?
Oh, no. I mean, we practiced with more guys to control the calls. Mm-hmm. Even when Mayo was with us, we had, you know, Hightower coming in, Jamie coming in. We had guys also working it in so they'd get practice.
Obviously second year, right? So mm-hmm. Is there a guy, when you were coming up in college, high school, a Pop Warner, who's a guy that you said defensive lineman? Did you know you're going to be a defensive lineman? Are you one of those guys that you were playing fullback or tight end? And you got too big and physical. They said, "Listen, we need to put you on the defensive line."
Well, that's who I was. I was a fullback. I didn't really play line until I was a sophomore in high school. I think I was kind of like a seal guy before that through all my young years, and then I just kind
of. They ever threw you the football?
Throw me the football? No. Yeah. I've never been, like, a catching guy.
So you want to ram into people. Not a catching guy.
I'm good.
I mean, is there a guy that you look at that you emulated that you said, okay, listen, I like what this guy brings, you know, as far as his technique, his mannerisms, the way he goes about his business when you're obviously, you know, going over how you want to do your own job?
Well, as far as, like a defense lineman or, like,
yeah,
when I was growing
up? When you were watching the NFL, is there a guy that said, okay, I like his game, I want to be like him?
I grew up a Miami fan, I hate to say it, but I watched Jason Taylor when I was young.
Okay.
And I liked the way Jason Taylor played, and he was also it became more relevant because he went to Akron.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Bowling Green, so that's two MAC guys right there. And so I really looked up to him as a player.
Okay, well, I mean, gosh, if you come close to what he did in the NFL, I mean, you've done something right. That's a good guy to use. I mean, you don't really necessarily have the body type that he does.
Not
He's
at
tall
all.
And skinny. Yeah. And I wouldn't call you short and fat. But, you know, shorten, like,
that's
boxy.
Nice of you. He's
boxy. No, he's a great defensive tackle. I mean, that's the way it is.
Speaking of fullbacks who catch the ball, give Gronk some crap, all right? Tell him that his little brother looks better than he does.
Hey,
little
I Gronk. Saw that play. That
yeah.
was, ooh, little Gronk. K-State?
Glenn, right?
Glenn, yeah, Glenn.
Yeah, that was a nice play.
Are you
nice
still paying attention to college football at all, or do you care less? And did you watch and that first part, that question, did you watch any of the games this weekend?
I watched Ohio State-Rutgers, and I watched the Notre Dame-Florida State game.
Okay. So you saw the way that game ended, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you think it was a pick, illegal contact play by Florida State? Or because, you know, go back into your old offensive days. And what would you
do? Old offensive days. I don't know, honestly. Like I said, I never caught the ball and it went out for a route. So,
somewhere I just wonder, like Brandon LaFell watching that game in his apartment going, another one? Yeah. Come on!
That was worse than mine!
Hey, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it, Chris.
No, I appreciate it.
And congratulations.
No, it's D-Stone.
D-Stone.
By the way, Dwight Stone, high jumper.
Right,
I knew that name. Olympic high jumper.
High jumper and the former football player. So,
yeah. Nice.
All right, Chris, thanks. Perfect. We appreciate it. And tell Chandler that we just want to know where we're going to ask him why he's not here today. All right. So there's
he needs a heart with an excuse.
Got
a
heart.
A week,
huh?
Chandler may be coming on with us.
Oh, come on! Oh, all right.
Sweet.
Nice.
Extra pair of tickets to give away.
We don't want him anymore.
Thanks, Chris.